This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
Hey, what's going on? My name is Philip Kopczynski. You should listen to my podcast. It's called Phil Cops One-Offs, Small Town News, and interesting stories from interesting people, and then animal sexual behaviors. Did you know that a kangaroo will make two different types of milk? Did you know that a spider will break his dick off in a lady spider vagina? Did you know that a pig orgasm lasts for 30 full minutes? Did you know that a dolphin will bite an eel in half just to masturbate with its corpse? You can learn all that if you listen to Phil Cops One-Offs every Tuesday. You can find it on Spotify, iTunes, Google, the internet, dude, everywhere. If you connect to the cloud, if you talk to space with your phone, you can find my podcast. But you can also go to my website, Philip Cop Comedy. Please do it.
Social hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
I really need to start drinking again. I want to start doing drugs again.
Get ready for the social hour.
From Deese World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, comedian Tony Russell, with Sophie Tomey on the news, and producer Jeremy Person. And now your host. He'd tell his story about once upon a time in Hollywood, but the statutes of limitations don't allow it yet. Deese Casillas.
Malam Keen, everyone, welcome to the Social Hour. I am Deese. Thank you for hanging out for another episode. With me, as always, guys, we've got Sophie Tomey, Jeremy Person. How you doing, guys?
Wonderful.
Jeremy decided to come back soon. I'm a black person on the show this episode.
Partially true. Asians about as far as I can go.
Yes. And speaking of Asians, we have Tony Russell in the house. How you doing, buddy?
Ching chong. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, a broccoli right. Bee.
That's right. You got bringing the Korean flair going on. So, yeah, man, thanks for coming. Tony's been on the show before. You guys know Tony. He's a comedian in Spokane, as well as done a lot of stuff. If you watch any of the sketch comedy Social Art puts out, he's stars in most of that stuff. yeah, killing it over there, man. So we're going to talk to him. Starting off this week, thanks to everyone who was a part of the five-year anniversary episode. We put that out, played a best of, got a couple messages from some people, so that was fun. Now on to another, at least a couple months before I, you know, have a coronary or fucking move away to another country and give up on life.
No!
It's only a matter of time.
Giving up on this life.
A new life. Listen. So you find me at a.
You're gonna live with that other family that you have.
My secret family. Yeah. I'll be with. I'll be at a truck stop in Juarez, like just dyeing my hair,
cutting it with a kitchen knife.
Yeah. Just trimming, like filing down my fingerprints and smashing out my teeth.
Ooh, so
no dental records. Yeah, that's what you got.
Your new family's gonna be so shocked when they see you.
I was talking to somebody the other day, like how in like those like action movies, how like someone gets hurt, they're always like prior like secret special services or something. Yeah. They get like shot, then they like break into a drugstore and they like make their own IV and stuff like that, like out of like straws and
Flintstones
and like colostomy bags. I've always wanted to do that. That's like a secret dream, like daydream of mine. I've always wanted. Yeah, not getting like mortally wounded, but like patching myself up in a Walgreens.
Taking a knife and heating it up, like
or like you know, like going to my high school sweetheart's house, who's like a nurse, you know, and like I know you haven't seen me in a long time, but I need help.
country called me out for one last mission.
Yeah, and they have to like, you know, they have the moral dilemma where they like look at their like husband, the picture of their husband on the mantle, and like, do I help him out still? And I'm like,
oh, look back, God. The kids are sleeping
you
on the sofa.
You only ever talk to me when you need something, Tony.
Yeah, it's just that. I made a list of things that I want to do before I die. Like, I want to like pull a mustache off of someone, yell like "aha."
Wait, which one?
Like, yell a pull a fake mustache off of someone, and yell
"aha."
Uh-huh.
Yeah, hell yeah,
yeah, something like that. Like diving into a body of water with a dagger in my mouth is like pretty high up on the list. That's like
amazing.
That's pretty badass.
With some like androgynous swimsuit on, like a 70s Bond.
Yeah, well,
movie.
That's another one I want to pull off.
With, like, a belt.
At some point, I want to pull off a wetsuit and have a tuxedo on underneath.
Ooh.
Like, that's a good one, too. That's
even though your tux would still be wet.
You're ruining
it. Well, there's dry suits.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Come on, Sophie. Yeah,
there's dry suits. He said wet suit.
All right, well, yeah. I would have a wet
suit.
No suit that's dry when I'm in the house.
I just want this dream to happen, okay? God damn it.
Can I do that too?
No. What is it? Your jewel?
Jewel.
Oh, is that the one? Is that the one you stole last night?
I don't steal anything other than hearts, my friend.
Everybody else is asked to do it. I never asked.
You just
I
did
just
it.
Sit here and just do
yeah.
it.
Like, yeah.
As long as it doesn't get crazy, because it starts to it like kills me after a while. This the fucking stuff.
The smell.
But, well, it just get like my fucking sinuses go crazy. So speaking of, movies and stuff like that, I want to talk to you guys a little bit. This inspired by a couple things. But the first thing is I saw an article on that leftist rag piece of shit, the Inlander, who does have great taste in local comics, though. They had an article that said the 1990 film Tremors is a horror action comedy sci-fi flick. Read why it's also a badass feminist flick.
Reba McEntire.
Yeah, she's pretty
yeah,
dope.
She's got the gun basement.
Yeah, and the what's her husband's name? But the guy who's still in like the sixth Tremors movie. But some guy posted a comment. What I love about this guy is also he's got the little diamond next to his name. He's a top fan of the Inlander, like posts on it a bunch.
Oh, wow.
And his
life goals.
His comment was, "You left out one of the most horrid piece of dreck ever produced in Hollywood." And I'm like, oh my God, that is a bold statement.
Tremors? It's a
like,
great movie.
Well, it's not like, it's not filmmaking genius, but it's a fun, fine. It's a fine. It's what it is. Like, it's exactly, it's a fun movie. There's nothing wrong with it. I like that movie.
I don't even know if it's, I would call it fun. It's a good movie. It's not even campy. Like, I think it's supposed to be campy, and it wasn't. Because actors were good. The storyline was cool
Bacon,
and new
and
fresh.
Yeah. It was definitely an original movie. I mean, it's since been sullied by probably fucking eight.
Dude, over the top rate, like, racist character, like Chinese shop owner.
Yeah.
That guy's amazing.
Yeah,
in that.
He's the
yeah,
best.
And he my bad. I find the little things.
Have
so what's the problem?
It.
Just how terrible
he
this,
didn't go
this
into detail, but he's like he just talks about how racist or not racist, but how it's just a horrid piece of. And I'm like, that's the one. That's the movie you're taught. You want to like rail on is Tremors. Out of all
dude,
the
we
movies,
we need to dock this guy. Post
you want me to put my dick
and
next?
Shit?
Oh, sorry, dock. I went in a different direction with that. I didn't realize. Yeah, that makes more sense. But it.
Connect your turtlenecks.
I was just like, think of how many terrible movies there are that are really genuinely bad. But like this had decent, for the time, it had decent effects, original script. I mean, there was nothing wrong with this movie. It's not, it's not Citizen Kane, but it wasn't meant to be either, you know?
Yeah, a real bad movie is a movie that was not trying to be bad and ended up being bad.
Right.
That was like, I don't think that had, it knew what it was. Mm-hmm. They weren't going for an Oscar.
Right. They didn't think they were going to best original screenplay goes to Tremors. That would be amazing. I'd be actually really happy about that. That was one of my favorite movies as a kid though.
Me too.
But it did make me think about a movie that both Tony and I saw the other night. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh shoot. This
and
one, yeah.
I need to talk about this movie.
Critiques of this movie.
Yeah. Have either Sophie, you haven't seen it. Jeremy, have you seen it?
Not at Tarantino fan.
So I'm not either. I'm not a Tarantino fan.
Not anymore.
Reservoir Dogs, great movie, but it is also a shot-for-shot remake of a Chinese pulp film. So, not that original, but still a great movie. Pulp Fiction, I think, is great. I think Jackie Brown is terrible. And I think Kill Bill, upon second and third viewings, I liked more.
It's my favorite.
But
hated it.
Yeah,
all of them. Yeah. Reservoir Dogs, though.
Good.
That's my shit.
You don't like Pulp Fiction?
No.
Fucking giant over here. fucking giant.
But basically anything after that, I disliked. Well, I didn't mind Django. I like Django.
Yeah, that was a good.
I like Django. But most of them I don't like. And the thing I hate the most about Tarantino movies is that people who love them, because here's the thing: you could take a movie like, and I'm. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, I'm going to show my hand a little bit right now. I didn't like this movie. If you take this movie and showed it to someone and didn't tell them it was a Quentin Tarantino movie and they watched it, they'd be like, what the fuck did I just watch? But as soon as you tell them it's a Tarantino movie, like, oh, yeah, man, just the minutia and the moments in between them, you just don't get it. And
Knew it was a Tarantino movie, that last gory scene.
Well, no, I know, but if you didn't know it was, and someone, you'd watch and be like, what is this?
Yeah.
But it's like, it has the tones of his movie, but people fanboy over it just because has his name on it. If it didn't come with his name attached to it, I don't think they'd love it as much. And I've asked so many people since then who are like big film nerds, like, oh no, it was just, you know, it was so great. It was amazing. I'm like, and I always do this with people who nerd out about certain directors. I'm like, tell me what made that movie great. And they're like, oh, it's just the, you know, you just don't get him. You just don't get him. And I'm like, I'm like, fine. Tell me what I need to get. What am I missing?
Well, how many great, quote, great movies are there? You can't just throw around great.
Well, that's
there were
true
good
too.
Parts to that movie, I thought.
No, there were very, like, very amazing scenes and moments. It did not merit the 2 hours and 47 minutes you're in the movie theater.
Fuck that.
They could have trimmed at least an hour off that movie, and it might have actually been good then. You would have put together like an hour and a half movie that was tight and made sense, but it meanders through. There's a moment where where Brad Pitt reenters the movie, and I look over at Ronnie, who I'm, our mutual friend, who I'm in the theater with, and I go, I forgot he was in this movie. Like, he was gone for that long, where I'm like, I fucking forgot that was a thing. I didn't realize. I totally disregarded him as a character. And then the ending is the over the top, typical kind of Tarantino
gory
ending, where it's like, okay, so am I supposed to take any of the rest of this movie seriously now? Because the end of this movie has become such a farce that I can't. It now I can't take the rest of this movie seriously. You know.
I thought that after when the movie ended, I said, what the fuck was that? And I was almost upset.
Yeah.
But I slept on it, and then I talked to a few people, and I realized that I liked a lot of the movie. And I liked, like, what they did, what he did with Brad Pitt's character, where the whole movie you're thinking that he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
And you think that he's going to do something bad. And he ends up being this, like, almost like the savior.
Yeah.
Right? He ends up being like the most moral person in the whole. Am I supposed to be?
Whatever. Fuck,
I don't need to see it now.
Yeah. I thought that. Yeah. You don't need to see it at all. But I thought they could have made the whole movie just about Leonardo DiCaprio's story, basically about how he's like a washed up actor. And like, gets his
There was so
redemption.
Much that, like, it just meanders for so long where nothing is really there's so much of it that has nothing to do with pushing the actual story forward. I think is part of the problem. Like, there's a scene where Charles Manson briefly shows up at Sharon Tate and Roman Polanski's house looking for Dennis Wilson of the Beach Boys. Right. There's that moment.
Oh, that's what he was doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is a moment that you never see Charles Manson again. It almost would have been better if that moment wouldn't have happened, because it just the illusion of that Manson is around and there kind of would have been better. And like these long drawn out scenes of
Leonardo DiCaprio's character making a movie that you never really see much about. It's like, you didn't really need...
That's the movie I want to see, is the movie that
probably would have been a good movie. But there's so much of that that you just like, you're like, what are we watching right now? What does this have to do with the rest of the story? And then it ends, you're like, oh, it didn't have anything to do with the rest of the story.
Well, I wouldn't have even gone to see it, but my girlfriend wanted to.
Yeah.
So.
I... generally, like I said, not a Tarantino fan, but
yeah, he's dead to me.
Yeah, I'm done, dude. But
I want to do an over the top Tarantino scene with him in it, where I'm smashing his head on like a marbles fireplace. And
the thing is, the bigger he gets and the farther he goes, his movies become like almost caricatures of themselves. They're like it's like watching someone try to do a Tarantino movie, you know, like over the top. And I swear to God, I've said this for years, and I think it fits perfectly. Quentin Tarantino masturbates to a picture of himself masturbating. Like, that's what the fuck gets him off. He gets himself off. He thinks he is the most amazing thing, and you can tell by the shit he does. I hated that movie really a lot. I was real angry.
Should have just went and saw Lion King, man.
I know.
So
right?
What you're saying is we should all go watch it. And decide.
God, you sound like the guy from The Inlander.
Yeah. Listen, it was no Tremors. My thing is, like, I can get on board with a lot of different types of movies. Like, I can appreciate a movie that's not a stellar movie, but it's just, it is what it is. It's fun. It's mindless. You know, things like that. I can get on board with it if it's not.
You can get on board with a movie that's mindless.
Well, like a movie like, so Sam Vidovich, who comes in here and talks movies a lot and gives me shit about things I watch. Like, I enjoyed the movie Venom. Okay, not a good movie. It's not a good movie. Don't get me wrong. This is not a cinematic masterpiece. But it was a 90-minute fluff piece of a guy who gets an alien symbiote taken over, and he has superpowers.
Tom Hardy.
Yeah, what the fuck did you think? It's just a fun, like, all right, you got some powers, some cool shit happens. I'm out. I get it. Like, I wasn't going in there expecting something amazing. That was just kind of a checkout for a little bit.
Also, Tom Hardy is like a guy that a straight guy can guilt-free have a crush on, I feel.
Yeah, dude,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? It's like totally guilt-free. You're just like, yeah, it's Tom Hardy. Like, oh, I completely understand.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you're not gay.
Yeah. it's totally fine. He is, he's quite a man.
Can I say something really quick?
Yeah.
That happened. So I went and played volleyball with some guys from the club, and then there's a pool next to it. It's on the South Hill.
Yeah.
And there's a water slide there. And I was like, I'm going on this water slide once. And I climb up to the top of it, and I'm
like,
waiting
in line.
Like,
public? Anyone can?
Yeah, you pay $5.
Aquatic
center. Yeah, and you can get in there. It's actually really nice.
Yeah.
But so I'm on top of the slide waiting, and it's just all kids up there. And there's like probably like seven little boys. And they're all doing the cliche, like, accusing each other of being gay.
Yeah.
And aww. I was like, and it was really weird. Like, I was, like, taken aback, and I almost said something. They're like, no, you're the gayest one. No, you're the gayest.
Why don't all you shut up and get out of my way, little faggots?
Yeah, and I was like, I did that, too, when I was a kid. But like, wow, like, this is, like, upsetting almost.
Yeah, no,
and I almost said something. I didn't know what to say to a bunch of 7-year-olds. Like,
you should have just flipped your wrist and been like, I'm the gayest one.
Yeah, I should have just bent over and pulled my pants down
and
spread my butt cheeks.
Oh.
Like, you want to know what gay is? Yeah, but anyway, so that was really weird.
Maybe
I just had to tell somebody.
Maybe
yeah.
They were like, no, I'm the gayest one.
Like,
I know, they're
they were
fighting
definitely
over who
like,
was the
gayest. It was like the Scarlet Letter, like yeah. who was gay. And yeah. All.
Oh, I have 10-year-olds and all of their friends. At some point, like I've heard a conversation between all of them exactly like that.
Yeah, so
it's still running rampant, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still trying to figure. Yeah, gays are still out there, I guess.
Yep.
Damn.
All right.
Too
well,
bad.
I'm out of here.
Yeah. Well, CIA tried with that whole HIV thing.
Oh, my God. Crack in the 80s. No pun intended.
So, Tony, you've been hitting the comedy game pretty hard recently, right?
Trying to, yeah.
Yeah, man. So, we got to open for Adam Ray.
Yeah, in Seattle. That was really cool.
Was
really
dope.
Gracious guy.
Yeah.
Really, really funny. He's one of my favorite comics.
How was that to work with him?
It was really cool. He's really, really, really nice guy and really gracious. Like, he's done this for a lot of kind of guys coming up.
Yeah.
That I've seen. And, you know, I was supposed to just host. And then for some reason he asked me to open it, and you know, which is a little different to, you know, if you don't know, you're not like really into like comedy and the process of it. Like there's emceeing, which is hosting, which you're basically just doing a little bit of time, and then you introduce the other comics. But if you're like opening or featuring, you know, you're kind of more considered rather than the introducer.
Sure.
To the little guys, it means a lot.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
And he introduced me on the God mic and stuff like that. So it was a big deal. Really pretty theater, and family and friends were there.
Yeah, that theater was great, man. That was
a fun show. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, man. That was good. That was Triple Door, right?
Triple Door Theater. Yeah, beautiful. Which is historic.
It's nice when you meet guys like that who are willing to... who still get it, you know, what it took to come up, because it is such a process.
Yeah, a lot of people, I think, forget where they come from, and that's with any industry too, or just anything in life.
Yeah. So how's what's the next step for you comedy wise? I mean, I know you've been getting on shows again, writing a lot.
Yeah. So I think I kind of like in my mind I took a break to write with my ex-wife, the book, the Kiss the Messenger book series and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and I had some issue, you know, personal issues, a lot of drinking, stuff like that. And so I kind of wasn't taking comedy really seriously, but I was still involved in it. And then around the fall of last year, really decided to get serious about it and to take the proper steps to better myself and my trajectory.
Yeah.
But what's next is doing what I'm doing. You know, I have goals. You know, I'd like to, you know, be a quote unquote feature comic next year at some point. You know, or at the end of next year or something. So that's a goal. And so doing hosting and writing a lot and doing mics and polishing material and networking and.
God, it's
being nice to people and being communicating trying to be just a better at everything in life.
The networking community, that's the one of the hardest parts, I think. It's like
without
a
being fake, that's the trick.
Yeah,
you know, are you networking just to better, you know, to further yourself, or are you, you know, is networking a byproduct of being a nice person and you know?
Yeah. Well, I think it shows by how fruitful the networking is. Cause I mean, comics, I think, are pretty naturally, you know, adept at picking out bullshit, you know, pretty good at calling people out, being willing to identify it. So, you know, if you're being facetious or disingenuous with any type of conversation, people can usually.
Yeah. You're profiled pretty quick.
Yeah. So, now you're sober now.
Mm-hmm.
How's sober life going?
It's great. It's awesome. Thanks. Yeah. It's dope. I mean, but I've tried it a bunch of times in my life. And,
sure.
But this time, for some reason, it's a lot different.
Yeah.
I had pancreatitis and almost died, and I was in the hospital. And I think that was a big deal for me.
Yeah.
And, for this time, it's just different. And, it's easy this time, which is I never thought that would be the case.
Like one of the last times I talked to you, I was telling you that too. I was like, you know, it's going to be easy. You're like, fuck you. Like, shut up. Not everything works for fucking everybody. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, I think with a lot of things too, like an addiction is one of them. Like, and with like mental issues or like emotional issues too, like sometimes you just grow out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like sometimes you just kind of get older and you.
Well, and circumstances change in life too, which make it different. You know, the people,
totally.
The people around you, what you're doing, how you're feeling about what you're doing. I mean, all those things. You know, that just kind of makes it easier.
Yeah, yeah, and I think
or harder, depending on which way.
I think a big thing was like letting go of the woe is me sort of thing, and like victimizing myself and stuff like that, and saying, you know, the fuck it, you know, the world is bad, this and that, rather than.
Well, and then learning how to socialize too, sober.
Yes. Yeah.
That was my huge thing. Was,
that's really, really big, I think. Yeah. Because, you know, and a thing that I had, that I did in the past, I think a lot of people, a lot of addicts do, is they do the whole, I deserve it sort of thing, you know, like that was an issue with me too. I was like, oh, well, you know, I'm working hard. I'm doing, you know, what I'm supposed to do. So I deserve to have these things that, you know, is everyone's right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, and that's not true. So there's some things you can't do.
Yeah.
You're not, you know what I mean? It's like, there's a lot of things and that you have to like come to terms with. Well, and just realize, and you can't. It can't be like, oh, well, the caveats with it, you know, like, well, I can drink if I had, you know, worked out today.
Yeah,
you know, that was a little deal I made with myself at one point too. It was like, well, I can have one drink for every hour I work out, you know, and then eventually it just gets out of control.
Yeah, exactly.
I would go work out for 6 hours and go freaking close the bar down.
That's kind of brilliant, though. At the same time,
it was in the beginning.
Yeah.
I was just a buff alcoholic.
It's getting ripped. Yeah. Well, that's the. I mean, there's part of it too. As like a creative person, there's something romantic about addiction, also,
super duper romanticized.
Chemical use that, like, you know, that, like, just sit at the end of the bar and, you know, look off yonder and sip my tequila and just get, you know, like, it's just, there's something ingrained, I think, in like people that do that kind of creative stuff where it's just kind of part of the culture.
Well, also, yeah, it's an age thing too, I think, you know, like, you can get away with that when you're younger, you know what I mean? And like, you know, a lot of people, like, something that I have kind of an issue with too is like people that, like, they have to get drunk and stoned before they get on stage.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, and especially, and I get it, you know, like, if you have a set, a polished set, and you want to get loose before, you know, to get a little looser before, I understand that. But, like, people that are trying to better themselves, like, you can't do it.
You can't get drunk and high
before every time, because you're not going to retain it, and you're not going to learn from it, and you're not, you know what I mean? And you're going to end up making a name for yourself,
you know,
which I did, and a lot of people do. So
I never got that. I never, even when I was drinking and doing drugs, I hated doing comedy inebriated at all. Like, I would start drinking a beer about 7 minutes before I'd go on stage, and it would drink.
Well, it's just so easy to overdo it, and you don't even realize. You know what I mean? You just like, oh crap, I'm, you know, like, now I'm too fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, and you didn't. You know, I didn't eat, you know, recently enough, and now the two shots, like, I can't remember my set. Now I went up there and I yelled at the crowd, and now I'm shittier for it.
Well, what about creatively? How do you think the creative output is compared to?
It's leaps and bounds.
Better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, what is it? Is it the amount or the actual content? Like, is it better content and more often, or what?
I'd say it's the clarity. Retaining it, and then also like the ambition is like a huge one, you know, like when you're drunk and stoned and shit, like your ambition goes out the fucking window.
Yeah,
you know. And so, and then it's a, and then it's a cycle, a vicious cycle after that, where you're like, oh fuck, well, I fucked up, like, I'm just gonna, like, you know, keep doing this to ease the pain or of it,
right,
or whatever. But like, yeah, so like ambition is a big one, I think, to put it simply.
So what do you think, since you got sober, creative accomplishment? What's your best creative accomplishment, would you say?
Oh, man. Creative?
Yeah.
Well, not creatively. I would say staying in touch like with my family and friends is like the biggest one, and which I'm so excited about, because, you know, when you're fucked up, there's a lot of shame that comes with it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you kind of close your doors to like the people that you don't want to disappoint in your life, like your family and stuff. So you stop answering the phone as much, you stop reaching out, and then with friends too, you know, you just do the same thing. So non-creatively, that's something that I'm excited about. But creatively, I would say, being able to like plan out the future, like with my creative projects, or with collaborating with people and stuff like that. Like, I wouldn't do that before, but now, like, there's a 1 day plan, there's a half a day plan, there's a day plan, there's a week plan, there's a month plan, there's a quarter plan, you know, and all down the line now. So
keep moving it forward and having more shit.
Yeah.
So do you want to get it? Sorry, man. Do you want to get?
Yeah, something's going on with this.
I can't. You can pull the whole thing towards you.
Okay.
You get it a little tight. Yeah. There. Like a pink-haired girl there. So that's a joke there. Don't worry, guys.
Did I get too serious?
So I'm gonna let me ask you this question. You wrote two. You co-wrote two books. With Kiss the Messenger with your ex. Any plans for that in the future? Is that in the past?
Yeah, I'd like to, but I was talking to some people recently about it. It's such writing a book.
Yeah.
Is a really big meal. You know, like I probably couldn't do it and still do comedy at the level that I want to.
It becomes
But I'd like to.
Sure. Yeah. It becomes almost a job. I mean, I know.
It's time, man. There's not enough time for everything. I can't even freaking mow my lawn.
Yeah, dude.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you gotta.
I'm gonna put an ad in the paper for a wife just so. just so the chores are divvied.
Your girlfriend would be really mad about that.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I mean.
But just a wife, and I don't know if you can. I don't know if that's how they do it anymore. I think you gotta ask someone.
Yeah.
I mean, good old days.
He's Asian. They still do the arranged marriages.
Until that's the kids on the top of the slide.
Yeah. What's that?
Is this on?
Is it not? Did you hit the? Is did you? There's. It's a switch. Is it turn it off? Maybe. Or, is it on? Yeah. On. Try now.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, there.
Wow.
All right.
I'm sober.
Dead sober.
Sorry,
perfect.
Audience.
That's okay. So, all right. Well, yeah, man. I think all those goals seem attainable. I mean, you've got the time. You know, you've been doing it forever. You just get, you hone down on the new stuff.
Yeah, but talking about the books, though, I'd like to. Okay, like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to make a. I'd like to. I'd love to collaborate with someone and try and turn the series into a movie or something.
Yeah,
or even a radio show. Like, I would be more excited about doing something like that than writing the last book.
what about a graphic novel?
No.
No.
I mean, if someone else wanted to do it, sure.
Well, I mean, obviously, you're not. To disparage your art ability, but I feel like probably drawing a comic book is not in your.
Yeah.
but if you would, if you could work with an artist to do it that way.
Totally, yeah.
Because it seems,
I'd just be like, give me 15%. Go. 15%. And then just sign it and close the door and say, see you when it comes out.
So you would, you got to write it.
It's written.
Oh,
you mean the storyboard and stuff?
Yeah.
So
the third one's not written, though.
No, the third one's not written. There's an outline, but.
Okay.
Yeah, and it complicates things that it's written with my ex-wife. So.
Yeah, so. Mm-hmm. You know what you guys should do? This would be a fun.
Go on.
You guys should each write your own.
Without talking to each other, communicate.
Well, no, just each write your own third volume. And then, whichever one sells more gets to keep the dogs.
Gets to keep the other person's sales too. Yeah, I'm not sure how it all legally would work, but I don't know. I may just end up writing it myself.
Yeah.
Because,
it's fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
You can just call it like kissing the delivery person.
Yeah. Kissing the FedEx guy.
Yeah.
Totally different.
No condo sex with the FedEx guy. Yeah, that'll be the last one.
that sounds like a good one. All right. Do you have anything coming up? Any dates or anything?
Yeah, I do, actually. I'm on the Roastamania show at the Spokane Comedy Club on August 18th. I'm hosting for Andy Woodhull the August 22nd through the 24th. I'm on the Drinking Debates with you. Reigning champions.
That's August 11th.
Holla! That's on August 25th, right? I believe.
Yeah. No, that's the 11th.
Oh, it's on the. Oh, it is on the 11th.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
I believe so.
Oh, because Michael Glatzmeyer posted that it was on the 25th. But
it's Glatzmeyer.
It's on the 11th.
Yeah.
Glatzmeyer.
It's on the 25th.
Yeah, it's on the 11th.
Okay.
Perfect. So, but that we're gonna crush again.
We're gonna
retire fucking team.
All I do is win, win, win.
We got the secret recipe right now.
Yell.
That is part of the key, yelling. All right, well, go check out Tony. Where can they find you, social media?
Tony Russell Comedy on Instagram and Culture Hole on Twitter. And I have my own personal, I guess, Instagram that I that's not comedy related, that I put pictures of flowers and my girlfriend
that
and stuff like
that. That is cute as
fuck.
Pictures of flowers and your girlfriend.
Yeah, really like pretty things. And so that's like dedicated to that.
No wonder I unfollowed it. No, I'm just kidding.
It's no tremors.
Did you have onions grow in your yard, I saw?
Yeah.
What kind of onion?
I think Walla Walla.
All right.
Maybe Vidalia. I think that's all I know.
That's all I need. those are the only ones I know. Yeah. All right. Sophie, are you ready to get into some news?
Mm-hmm.
Sophie, are you ready to get into some news?
Uh-huh.
All right, let's do it. Let's get into the news. Here is Sophie and the news.
And now, the Social Hour News with Sophie Tomey.
Did you see the news this week? Yeah, neither did I. It's definitely not because we were drinking and getting high. All the stuff on TV is the same shit, but on a different day. So I found some interesting stories to talk about today. Accuracy not guaranteed, little disclaimer.
You take
guaranteed
it.
Guaranteed is news with a little Sophie flavor. So here's the Social Hour News. Without further ado, let's get into all the cool stories that I've gathered just for you.
All right, that's enough. Let me get it back.
Wait, what?
The fuck is that?
He was watching...
There's an article that was coming.
Yeah. Winter Soldier and the Falcon.
That was good. Yeah, I would listen to that. I would bump that.
Yeah, it's
better. You should have seen it when they were doing mushrooms and she tried to record that. Holy fucking shit, dude. It was the best thing ever.
Wow. So is that recording while you're on mushrooms?
Was that?
No, that had to be redone because we got, 9, 10 times through it, like, live on the air? And dude, you got to listen to that episode. That shit was fucking hilarious.
Okay. Oh, I keep hearing from people that that one's, the best one.
Yeah,
oh,
it's pretty great.
So everybody's on mushrooms?
Except for me.
Gotcha.
Because I had a bad experience, a couple months before. Or actually, a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I'll never do psychedelics again. Yeah. I've done a shitload of them.
Yeah, me neither.
I had one good night, and then the second night, I just took fucking too much, and I ended up just freaking out by myself.
Oh, yeah.
Just sitting in the shower. And
it happens.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, the shower. I've done that. That's frightening.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you look up, too?
No, but everything
never
on the wall
up.
Started. I'm going to do that tonight. but they all started just forming these geometric patterns all over the wall, and then the steam coming out from it.
It was just too much, sensory overload.
I'm fucking done.
I just feel like I've had the realizations I'm going to have on fucking mushrooms.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm serious. You're like, I'm really small in the universe. That's kind of the gist of it.
You know?
Like,
I'm not even
but you
and everything's
a great
mathematical.
Time while you feel so small,
it's to last too long. I don't want to be high for
halfway
more than
through.
I want to be high on my terms. You
halfway
know,
through
not
I was googling how to come down.
Yeah,
off of
exactly. It's just like I don't want to be high for 14 hours.
But see, here's the thing. So I've
I
learned
got shit to do.
I've learned in my age and my experience of drug use is that you can always take more. You can't.
Take
less,
exactly.
So I always start small, and everyone's like, "No, let's take some." I'm like, "Man, listen, I'm gonna enjoy this and write out like these ones that I have now that have been taken for the last year or so. I take I'll usually eat one good sized stem in a smaller cap, and then I'll wait a little bit, and then in about an hour, I'll usually eat another small stem and cap." And I just kind of I get a good body high. It's not a ton of visuals.
Yeah, those ones are really nice. It's not crazy mind high either.
No.
It's just really good feeling and the inability to rap.
The laughing one.
What was that fucking news story, man? The night.
The night witches.
Yeah, the night witches.
man. Sometimes I make Sophie sing her news songs, and that was a good. The night witches, the witches of the night.
Yeah. These are Russian female brigade. They fucking put them in planes with no weapons or anything.
Sophie's like, I'm not trying to say I'm anti-women, And I'm not trying to say I'm pro-Nazi.
Yeah, I'm not trying to say I'm pro-Nazi, but...
Oh, man, after you say but.
Yeah, like, there was just a lot of news articles for that particular episode that involved, like, Jewish people.
Because you were the
Jewish
best part
people.
Of that fucking show.
Oh, no, it was like, yeah. Like, why did I just pick so many things about Nazis for that episode?
It's easy to do.
Everything was...
It's easy to do.
Well, that's kind of like cliche at this point too. Everyone's like everything is a Nazi. You know, somebody if you're even kind of bad, you're a Nazi.
Dude, I hate my boss. She's such a fucking Nazi.
Nazi. Yeah.
Let the record show that I don't really mean that, and I love all my bosses, just
especially the Nazi ones.
Because I like Nazis. Okay. Milwaukee mother tied up son with autism and set him on fire.
How do you tie a son up with autism?
Same way you tie up your son without autism?
Yeah, his gift wasn't untying knots.
Did I ever tell you when I was a dental assistant, my first patient that I ever had to see?
You were a dental assistant?
I was a dental assistant for a little bit. My first patient that I ever had to see was an severely autistic kid.
Oh, man.
I had to wrestle him into the fucking seat.
Jesus.
His mom's trying to help me hold him down. His mom is
should have tied him up and let him on fire.
His mom's a fucking like a midget little person, and she's wearing like a super baggy tank top with no bra. So I'm wrestling her autistic son with a midget, and her titties are fucking just flopping out. Dude, it was
wow, that's an interesting.
That sounds like a porn
experience.
No, I got to see midget titties though.
Autistic kids and little
sweet.
People.
Yeah,
I'm not surprised.
Listen, that's I vaccines are good for something. Get me off.
Should I just move on?
No, well, maybe. I don't know.
Do you just go based off of the title, or do you get to?
I literally do. I just find news articles that look interesting, and then I put them in here, and then I just kind of read them off till something sticks.
Oh, so there's no, like, backstory or context or anything?
I mean,
like,
do you want the backstory?
Yeah,
I
want to know why she did it.
Because he had autism.
That's why? How old was the kid?
There had to be detox him from the...
That'd be what?
She
to detox him from the frickin'
Munchausen, but she just took it a little too far.
She's trying to burn the autism.
She was only supposed to burn his legs. Sorry, guys.
Okay. In a horrifyingly tragic incident, a Milwaukee mother was arrested for killing her child by binding him with belts and setting him on fire.
Oh,
Fox 6 reports that 23-year-old Amelia DiStacio will now face charges for first-degree murder after her four-year-old son Antonio was found dead in her apartment.
Four-year-old? God, that's terrible.
Police were first alerted to Antonio's death when a neighbor called emergency services after she noticed smoke coming from DiStacio's apartment on September 28th. My news isn't current, by the way. When firefighters arrived, they noticed that the smoke was coming from the stove as well as from what they believed to be a burning pile of clothing in the bathtub of the apartment.
What was she making in the stove?
What was she cooking? Revenge. According to the autopsy report, Antonio had significant charring to his skin. And see, this kid started out white.
That's the white kid?
Oh, my God.
That's not a white
kid.
Kidding.
Yeah, I know. I got
Jesus
it. Jesus
Christ.
I got it.
That needs to be edited out. That was fucking
too far.
Like,
was that? That was racist? That was...
No, it wasn't racist. It was just really dark, yeah.
Oh,
and
God.
I'm kind of concerned that I'm the only one that got it.
Yeah, I didn't get it right away.
As long as somebody got it.
Yeah, I got it. You're cool.
Oh, fuck.
I'm only on the show one today.
I'm leaving.
You're totally cool.
My body feels hot now, and I'm really worried I said something really bad. They taught me a new slur the other day I didn't know, take a wild guess.
Who was it? Oh, it was Lucas.
I guess technically, yeah.
What was the slur?
Why did you say
I'm not
they?
Saying
does
it.
He
not after I just said something that I'm not sure was really like.
So
he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
Oh, it was definitely
it
a slur.
Was a slur.
Yeah.
It was
Lucas
definitely
needs to be tied up with belts and burned.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lucas. I love you.
This is another entry into. I want to create a reality TV show where we hunt down people's parents and be like, where the fuck did this go wrong?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What the fuck happened to your... What did you do to your daughter that made her think that she needed to tie up and burn her autistic?
Well, that's obviously mental illness. I mean, when you're doing stuff like that.
Oh, God.
That's
man.
Pure.
Oh, here's another really sad part that I'm going to read to you guys.
Yeah, yeah, maybe we should just move on.
Okay, really? Yeah, let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on. What's the next story?
God damn it.
No racist stuff this time, Sophia.
Yeah.
Okay. It wasn't. Because it's, you know, I didn't intend it to
let's
be.
Ask
that's
Sophie. Sophie, were you intending to be racist?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Just glad somebody took all the eyes off of me about being racist now. Like, I'm good.
There was a teacher in Florida who was fired for giving zeros to students who didn't turn in their homework. That actually made the news.
So they get the kids didn't do their homework.
Then she gave them zeros, and then they fired her.
Yeah.
What was she supposed to do?
Give them A's and kiss them on the butt?
Oh,
well, I don't think you're supposed to kiss them on the butt.
Well, this is in the wake of the other... I saw, was it today or yesterday, that teacher... like blew a 14-year-old student, and she didn't go to jail, and she got to keep her teaching license, but she got 10 years of probation.
Here's what I say:
who's hiring her?
I would.
Yeah, all boys schools are just lining up. They're
listen,
like,
here's the deal,
Mrs. Reynolds. Hi. Yeah,
if you can beat off over it later, it was not a crime. No one has ever beat off over their home invasion that happened later. No one has ever masturbated because their fucking car was stolen. But guess what? A 14-year-old boy, their teacher blows them. They've beaten off to that since. No longer a crime.
Oh yeah, he's ruined. The thing is like. That's something that probably a lot of people don't think of. Like, he's ruined sexually because, like, how do you top that for the rest of your life?
You don't.
Yeah. You can't top your sexual, like, extravaganzas at 14. That's the real crime.
Did he want the blowjob? Just kidding. Yeah. I know that's a stupid question.
Yeah, he wanted the blowjob.
Yes, he wanted.
Of course, he wanted.
What are you silly? You silly little girl.
That is. I've said this before. That is the one of the main reasons I.
What if it was really bad, like toothy and stuff?
He asked her to stop.
He tried to like. Oh man.
And that's why it became a crime.
Because half of BJs are bad.
Half?
I would say more than half.
Who's sucking your dick? I thought I was going too high with half, but yeah, I guess I didn't.
Bad.
What?
If I'm getting I'm getting a blowjob, it's 70% good already. I could be getting a blowjob from
a
toothless
horse
with AIDS.
Yeah,
they're
not into it. They're like freaking half-assing it. They're only doing it because you know
when they're sighing.
That's hotter.
That's bad. Sign.
That's hotter to me when they're doing it because against their
so it's less hot if they're excited about it.
Well, no, there's just a middle ground. But, you know, either too excited and very unexcited is sexy.
Well, the point is I'm talking about the, like, teeth and stuff. That's, you come on.
I don't get a lot. I've never had a lot
no
of teeth.
No teeth. A little bit of enthusiasm
and a lot of spit, man.
That's all you need.
I don't, I don't know. I guess I've been lucky. I've gotten really good blowjobs. Or at least good enough. I've only one time I asked a girl to stop.
You haven't lived, man.
I've lived a lot.
I've been to jail.
Yeah.
I'm not real. Sorry, that's one of those bits.
Listen, I'm just happy I don't have STDs that I know
of. Yeah,
that's
crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, I was thinking to myself, yeah.
Oh, you do, for sure.
God damn it.
Yeah, I think fuck it. Let her listen. I know it's back ass words, but dude, if a teacher would have blew me when I was 14, that sounds great.
I didn't have any teachers that were hot enough.
Well, that's the thing too. What's with this new wave of hot teachers that want to blow little kids?
I think it's just because we're old now.
Is that it?
I think so.
That they're hot? We think they're hot now?
Because we're older.
Yeah. No way. Like some of those teachers are undebatably attractive.
Yeah, there's hot ones.
Well, here's the thing, too. When you're a kid, there's only a handful of like adult women in your life. You know what I mean? That you like see
like
regularly.
Get a handful of me. adult women.
You know what I mean? Like if you only like know six adult women, like
you're
going to think one
of
them's hot. Yeah.
That would be weird. Yeah, one of them's your mom that you know, not that you're banging necessarily.
Well, my
know.
Mom was a lunch lady at my high
that's
school.
True.
So.
Oh, did she blow any of the kids?
Is that the teacher you had a crush on?
Fuck, yep, I'm not sharing this one on their page.
No, I met your mom. She's great.
Yeah.
She's kind of still hot, too.
Wow. Yeah. You know,
no, she is. She's great.
My dad's pretty good looking, too.
Yeah. She's your
call mom. Call him Korean Richard Gere.
You know, that's what I was going to say when you said how it would ruin you sexually at 14 if this were to happen to you. That is one of the main reasons I believe, I kind of tend to believe the Richard Gere gerbil up the ass story. Because.
Kinda?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll
do
swear
you
on the Bible.
You okay?
That's true.
Well, here's I was there. I was holding the tubing. Who do you think had the pellets at the other end?
Yeah, I had to smash him in with a broomstick.
Yeah, I was fucking jamming up his urethra to get him to come all the way through. I don't know how the inside of bodies works. But the what I'm saying is at the time Richard Gere was banging Cindy Crawford, who at that moment in time was arguably like one of the hottest girls in the face of in known zeitgeist, right?
Yeah.
So given that, if you're banging who is highly considered the hottest girl on the planet sexually, where do you go? What do you do? Everything's a downgrade.
I don't agree with that because I don't think sex is pretty
confusing.
Similar. No, I would say like no matter how like aesthetically pleasing somebody is, like sex isn't like necessarily like completely tied to that. I think that like once you've had sex a couple handfuls of different people, like you start other things start to turn you on, you know, like a personality, whatever, like their mannerisms, like the way they talk to you.
Personality?
Yeah, this is a dream world. I'm on mushrooms, bitch.
Personality? Come on.
Yeah, I think so. Listen, but I'm getting older.
You can't shove a fist in a woman's personality.
I would never do that. That is, I'm pretty vanilla, though. Vanilla wafer. So,
vanilla, like fucking.
Lights, I like missionary.
Lights off, socks on.
Love missionary. I'll
through
tell
the dick hole of the boxers.
No, I mean it's a wetsuit. Yeah, but
wetsuit. It's a dry suit.
Dry suit. It's a dry call back.
Hey.
It's a dry suit. Yeah, no, there's some excitement. There's some excitement in it.
But the point that you're trying to make is like Cindy Crawford, banging Cindy Crawford is this like amazing thing. She's some regular person.
Well, no, but what I'm saying,
she wasn't even that
back
hot.
Back then, though, she was like, I mean, she was.
She was
like,
that hot.
Yeah, she's
then.
Pretty, but I mean, yeah, is she really like this like amazing like Mount Everest of sex?
No,
like, I'm sure she wasn't even good at it.
At the time, but she's like considered as such a sex symbol where once you get that,
that you have to put a rodent in your ass?
Yeah, you have to.
No, that's a mental illness, dude.
No,
yes, it is. Putting an animal in your butt is mental illness.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Well, just are you talking just rodents or any animal?
Any animal.
So reptiles too.
Yes.
Are you? Come on.
Well, it depends. I mean, I can see the texture sort of thing. But,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when they move and slither, kind of weird. Depending on what you're using. I mean, I don't know personally.
Oh my god! You put a heat lamp on your stomach so it tries to like get to it.
what about animals that don't act that are like make believe but still real, like platypuses? Those things are ungodly. Those things, you can put those up your ass. You can do anything with them.
What? Yeah. It's not
a real animal.
As long as they sign a waiver or something like that. Put their like ink footprint on it.
Yeah, the little web.
Like, draw a turkey out of it.
Make it turkey. Yeah. Like, that was consent.
Wait,
that
is this how
consent.
This always goes, or I'm just a little worried?
Yeah, usually. Except for, can I just remind you guys that this was about a teacher giving zeros to students, and this is where this conversation organically...
I totally forgot. I was like, holy shit.
That's the point, see? So, it's creative.
All right. So, gave some zeros to some students. And,
Wow.
Okay, yeah. Well, that sucks. How many?
That sucks.
Yeah, the students fuck a platypus?
No.
Okay, well, then they're not living. I'll give them a star.
I guess they wouldn't have gotten a zero. She said you can't give something for nothing.
Here's what I love. This lady gets fired and probably isn't hireable because she graded kids' papers accordingly. And there's some other teacher in like Tennessee
blowing kids, keeping her job.
Tonsil deep, fucking two fingers in the butthole of some fucking 14-year-old. And he's like, yeah, bitch, okay, yeah, give me an AM paper. Don't stop sucking. Okay, and what I need you to do is I'm going to need a longer recess. And sign these papers. The teacher's license.
The teacher that got fired just like at home, like in a robe, like reading the paper at the breakfast table, and like her husband has to hear about it. She goes, "You got to be fucking kidding me! You seeing this shit, Harv?" He's like, "Harv? I told you."
Yeah. Oh, he's like, "No, it's okay."
Yeah, he's nice. He's like desensitized at this point because he just has to hear her constant like bitching about being fired and stuff.
Yeah.
Guess what?
But he gets it why she was really fired. You know, it's because she's like abrasive and like burns bridges and shit like that. But like,
she had always to blame had it on something. Yeah.
So they framed her.
I'm not fired. Sucking 14-year-old cop. This is bullshit. Fucking A.
I gave a zero, Harv. Yeah. Is that a crime?
Yeah, should put a game of 10 in effort and cocksucking 10-year-olds, and then this would have been no goddamn problem. Instead, putting zeros on papers, and they should have put in... Never mind, anyway.
Yeah, totally.
So, So, yeah, that happened anyway. Okay, next story.
Okay, well, we've got one about high dogs and one about another decapitation.
Let's go with high dogs.
Okay. So, Aspen's dogs are getting stoned as fuck from eating human feces laced with THC. They thought maybe
Who's
dogs...
Who's lacing their poop with THC?
They're not lacing it. They're going camping and shitting on the ground. And then dogs are getting into it. Look at this picture of a dog. How cute is that?
Yeah, the dog's stoned as fuck. Like that little pug is high as shit.
Yeah, last time I went camping with my dog, it came back out of the woods completely covered in poop. And it was horrifying because I like just waking up. I like lit a cigarette, like sipping my coffee. And my dog comes up to my side and I just start petting it and I'm like without looking and then I'm like what is going like my something's wrong here and like because there's like a weird texture in my hand I look down it's a white and black dog right it was green so I mean these are like some so it must have had some you know who knows what these vagabonds or whatever pooping in the woods
what poop was that
I mean it was human.
Was it?
Yeah, it was horrible. Yeah, it was terrible.
Who poops in the woods?
And this was a campsite, and there was no porta potty, so like people were digging holes and pooping in them, but they weren't burying. They weren't digging the holes deep enough.
You know, I've never pooped in the woods.
I've pooped in the woods lots.
I just did last weekend.
Oh man, you haven't pooped in the woods? Have you ever been camping?
You got to put that on your bucket list.
Honestly, so I'm going to be real honest with you. Every time I've gone camping and I have to poop, I usually do it in a body of water.
Okay. Oh, that is that's really bad, man.
Oh my god.
What? That's how people get sick.
That's how people get sick.
Yeah, from like dead animals and poop in the water. Like it goes downstream and you get hepatitis and stuff.
A whole river, all a lake is one giant cesspool of poop.
Oh, well.
I've done it in rivers too.
Yeah, well, human poop is like way different.
I used to do it when we'd go. When we'd like float the river.
I'm not saying I haven't done it.
When my friends were like downstream from me, I just like downriver.
You would poop upstream?
Yeah, when I was upstream from him, so
God
drift
damn, that's dark. One time when I was a kid, they had to like evacuate the pool and drain it and stuff because I pooped in it, like pool. Yeah,
one time.
You evacuate.
Well, whatever. They had to kick everybody out and drain it. Yeah.
The totally air horn sirens go off.
And I remember too because I remember specifically like pretend like acting in front of people like like shocked. I'm like, who would do this?
That's crazy.
Like, yeah, and I'm like an 8-year-old kid. And they're like, I know it's horrible.
So no one knew it was you.
Nope, never. I mean, yeah, no one there knew. Years later, I would tell the story on a podcast. But
people are gonna call up. Yeah, like I knew that Tony Russell.
Statue of limitations.
Carlson County is gonna call and be like, "Listen, we're gonna have to charge you for the time it took us."
There's like a bunch of like sick like illnesses that are like linked to it.
It's like the 9/11 first responders.
John Stewart's gonna plead my case, not my case. But.
We need money to help these people, not now, but
so the dogs are getting high off of poop. That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's it.
That's it, essentially.
They're getting stoned
about off. 10 dogs a week this doctor sees.
Wow.
For marijuana toxicity.
Dude, who's letting their dog eat poop?
Well, I mean, we just learned from Tony's story that sometimes...
Hold on, I want to circle back down how many times you guys have pooped in the woods.
Mm.
You pooped in the woods last week?
Yeah, last week.
Do you wipe? What do you wipe with?
Toilet paper that I brought.
You bring toilet paper and then you keep it or throw it away?
I bury it in the hole.
You bury it in the hole?
Yeah. It's biodegradable.
You can do that or put it in a Ziploc or something. Yeah. Like I bring wet wipes.
The poop or the...
I bring wet wipes.
Yeah, I had some biodegradable wet wipes and I just buried it.
I've never. I don't have enough self-esteem to go wet wipes.
I mean, it sucks. Pooping in the woods sucks.
Yeah.
It's like it's really hard to find like a good, because like you have to sit weird.
Like, and you have to find like a soft patch of dirt that you can actually like dig deep enough.
Yeah. Sophie, why have you pooped in the woods?
I used to go backpacking all the time.
Unless you're completely naked too, you have to do this weird like thing where you have to move your like.
Well, then you're not too far off the trail, so people are like walking past. Like when I did Kolchak last year, we walked up on some lady that was just fucking pantsless, taking a shit right off the trail.
And it's never a nice poop either. Like whenever, I mean, I've pooped in the woods hundreds of times, and I'm talking a handful of them.
Like you don't.
Mine was like a busted soft serve machine from McDonald's.
Mine are usually like shaking up root beers that are open.
Yeah,
see, that's the best kind outside though, because then you just
Then it's all over. It's like all over the place, your butt and stuff. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
You can't hit the hole you dug.
Well,
I overshot it.
This is a whole thing. I think I want to poop in the woods one day.
Yeah, you got to do it.
Let's go camping.
We can totally do
that. We'll do a live podcast camping.
Do it on mushrooms.
Yeah.
You'll see like the whole like cycle of life and stuff. And while you're on mushrooms,
that'll be beautiful.
Then I want to eat it so it goes back to my body.
Yeah, dude.
That'd be great.
Then you'll get super high. Yeah.
Weed.
It compounds.
Oh, God. Yeah. Compound compost. All right. let's do one more, Sophie, then we'll get out of here.
Okay.
Yeah, P.
Make
it a long one. No, I'm just kidding. Just one real. Yeah. We'll do one more real quick, then we'll get out of here.
I have a lot of things of kids dying.
Jesus Christ. Dope. What site are you on?
Mom is arrested after daughter licks and puts back tongue depressor at doctor's office.
Oh, okay. All right. Yep.
Should I do that or name another headline?
Well, I think you already did. Let's do it.
Okay.
I'm intrigued.
Okay, cool. Florida mom has been arrested.
Of course.
Yeah.
You can just say mom. We'll do the Florida.
The teacher who got fired for giving zeros was from Florida, too.
Of course.
So posted a video of her.
Hold on. Circle back to that. What's best case scenario this teacher's going to give these kids if she actually does? What?
A horrible life of like
they're fucking Florida kids. What do you think's going to happen? Anyway, sorry. Go on.
So she posted a video of her daughter licking a tongue depressor at a doctor's office. The footage
She let her do this?
Yeah, apparently. So it went viral before being removed, apparently stems from a licking challenge viral trend.
Yeah, I've seen this.
That's where we're at.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're really killing it.
At least they're not eating fucking laundry soap. So.
I wish they would. I wish we'd go back to that. Because if you're dumb enough to do that, I'd fucking go for it. I want you should die.
That's fair.
That's like it is Darwinism at its finest. The tongue depressor thing I kind of get because it's in a doctor's office. Like the licking the ice cream, putting it back, I don't fucking have any problem with that, to be honest with you. I really don't care.
Wait, what?
Like that's a big thing that people are doing, licking ice cream and then putting it back in. Like opening ice cream, they lick it and then put it back.
Oh, that's lame.
I don't really care. That doesn't bother me.
That bothers me. People are nasty as fuck. I don't want their tongue juices on my nighttime snack.
I'm not that worried about germs. I'm not that fucking.
Oh, you eat ice cream at night?
I eat ice cream any hour of any day.
It's a power move.
Yeah.
I recently found out my parents used to, after they put us to bed, they would have banana splits together every night.
That's fucking what they call so it. Cute.
That's bullshit.
That's adorable.
That was a euphemism.
That's some shit that I would do to my kids. So
yeah, I guess I'll.
Yeah.
Like, where's
I just felt robbed, I guess.
Yeah, where's my banana split?
Apparently, we were really poor all the time.
Yeah, but not too poor for them to have banana splits every night.
Motherfucking night. Yeah. Not so hot now, huh, Mom and Dad?
I don't know. I'm not a germaphobe. I'll share. Literally, I've eaten popcorn out of the trash that people threw, like, whole bucks. And I'm like, I don't know. I was at an Burbank Airport, which is, like, you walk out on the tarmac and, like, load the plane. There's no... the jetway. I was eating almonds and I threw an almond, this pigeon, the pigeon like picked it up and then spit it back out, and I picked that almond up and ate it.
That's
fine. Yeah, like, okay. I don't care.
I don't even think I'm like that much of a germaphobe. I used to be a lot worse.
It all depends on the person. If the person's like gross with like burnt
or the
for
species
teeth and all,
of animal,
I'm just picturing everybody at Walmart now going through and licking the fucking.
Yeah, that's gross. Yeah. Especially if it's a trend. Like, how many people are doing that?
Also, if you shop at Walmart, that's your own fucking problem.
That's true.
Well, it's probably not just Walmart people.
Yeah, it's more.
It's probably mostly.
Wait, people.
Dude, I don't go to Walmart. I've been to Walmart in a year.
Because you're fucking banned.
Well, I'm not supposed to go this one here. But I don't go in general. There's one right next to my gym. I hate it. I fucking hate them.
I don't hate Walmart. I'll go there sometimes. I hate Walmart, like what they stand for. But
there's a Walgreens right up here. Like, when I need toilet paper or something, I'll just buy it at Safeway. And people are like, oh, it's 18 cents cheap. I don't fucking care. I'm not going to two places to save a dollar. When I need stuff, I go into Rite Aid too all the time because there's no line. I'll pay $5 more, but I'm in and out in less than 5 minutes. I don't have to fucking deal with people. Like, I will pay for convenience 100% in my life.
I'm totally like that too. Yeah.
I don't give a shit. I don't want to say, like, when people are like, oh, well, you know, produce on sale at Yolk's, and then Safeway's got the mini meats. I'm like, I'm not going to three places.
But that's for retired people
who don't have jobs.
They need, like, stuff to do.
Y'all motherfuckers don't have any kids. That's what the problem is.
Stuff to do.
Because I will go everywhere. I'm like, oh, they're having a cereal sale over at Yolk's? Cool. I'm on it. Canned goods down at Rosar's? Yep, I'm on it.
Yeah, I don't
know. How much you're saving on gas. And, like, there's a whole, like, you know, like, equation probably.
Yeah, but, I mean, my car gets pretty good gas mileage. I'm getting
about your time,
Tesla.
Time is worth.
I have no time. I'm a fucking parent.
Yeah. Oh, so you do it to get away. Yeah, I can.
You just sit in the parking lot for an hour before even going, like, it's nice.
Should have brought my gun with me.
Yeah. It's like that Louis C.K. joke about how his vacation, like when you're a dad, your vacation is like after you close the door to you, like, put your family in the car, the walk around the car.
Is that the horse bit? How the horse bit his daughter?
Can I pet it?
Yeah, sweetie, go pet it.
All right. Well, all right. That's the news with Sophie. Thanks.
Okay,
Sophie.
Cool.
Good job. We got to get, Sophie's got to get some sleep. We got to get up early tomorrow. All right, guys. Tony, so tell people again where they can find you. Shout out your social media.
Oh, yeah. Tony Russell Comedy on Instagram. Culture Hole on Twitter. You can find me working all the shows at the Spokane Comedy Club.
Oh, yeah.
And definitely go check him out, guys. One of the great comics, one of my best friends. Love hanging out with him. We've got a lot of stuff coming up we're doing this summer too, or fall and stuff. So check out Tony. He's one of the hottest comics in Spokane.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, man.
This is dope.
As for me, guys, let's see. You can find me. I've kind of took a little time off, but I've got cranking up in August. On the 10th, I'll be at the Spokane Valley Comedy Competition. The 11th, at the Drinking Debate. I'll be in Wenatchee and Chelan for the Rotten Apple Comedy Shows, the 15th through the 17th. And Roastamania on the 18th again. Tony, who are you going up against on that show?
Michael Glatzmeyer.
I thought I was going up against Michael Glatzmeyer.
Well, Josh Firestein asked if I wanted to, but I mean, he could be changing it. But that's the last word I got.
He said he asked if I wanted to.
You should then.
Fuck.
Who else is on the show? Do you know?
I don't know, man. I thought you were going to someone else. I guess we'll find out. Anyway, well, there it is, guys. But come to the shows. It'd be great. So for the social hour, I am Adis, and for Tony Russell, Sophie Tomey, Jeremy Person, thanks, guys. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to The Inlander, Tremors, Kevin Bacon, Tom Hardy, Adam Ray, pink-haired girls, and midgets. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week.
Fucking 14-year-old cop! This is bullshit!
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!